I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Kay Topaz, Briar, Haley Tomaszewski, Jess Cat, Eva Cohn, Dianon, Bryn Lewis, Emily Sherping, David Tinnan, Sierra Mayer, Brooke Prado, Ishima, Beznogova, Ellie Grant, Michael Troyer, Kuplaku, Matthew Briggs, Markuleta Sibanyama, Magnus Sternrad, Maxim Mann. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Take your hands out of the jar.
Trexel!
Who are you? What? Get away from me!
But
are
David.
These hands mine?
Yes, and David. What? We're finally out of the tube.
Oh, how long were we in there for, David?
Almost exactly 24 hours.
How do you know?
internal clone time.
Is that a thing?
Yes. How do you think I always knew 20 minutes, you know, before the thing? The clock, all the clocks in there were broken.
I never questioned it, David. And why I never questioned it, I never questioned.
Fine. Anyway, we're at the tube and we are in this
place. Our new home, David. Our new home. Look at it. Drink it in. Smell it. Mmm.
It's not leaking.
No, no. David, this is sales now.
Right.
This is client-facing. We're in the big time now, honey bear.
Okay.
This is where I cut my teeth. This is my patch. This is what clients might see, and therefore, it's actually quite nice.
Official policy states that all of Stella Firma Limited is very nice.
Okay. So, what do we do?
What do we do?
Yes.
What don't we do, David? We are now the first echelon of Dreamweavers. We take the wants and needs of the galaxy and combine them loom-like into a sales pitch. And we take that pitch to the client. See over there, David?
Uh-huh.
You see that big wooden door?
Yes.
You see its big, impressive handles?
Yes.
That's the door to a client meeting room.
Wait,
don't look at it too much, David.
Okay, no,
its glory is that outshines the sun. And we, you and I, will take a pitch through there to meet an actual client every single day.
Actually?
And tell them what we think their planet should be. And it is between us and them whether or not Stella Firma gets that sweet, sweet business.
So why are we doing that then?
What do you mean?
Well,
we've been promoted, David. This is a reward.
But we're talking to people persons.
Yes, people persons.
In
or
flesh.
Concepts. Sometimes gas. Don't be too prescriptive, David.
Well, this is entirely the problem. I've never met any people persons.
Well, don't worry, David. Don't worry. Calm down. Look, I'm going to blow on your face.
Stop it. Oh, your breath is hot socks.
Oh, isn't it calming? Poor Feb. Poor Hom. Poor David.
Oh, poor David.
Poor Imogen, qui fait tout le boulot.
Oh.
Now, don't worry, David. You've got a trainer for this.
Right.
Somebody
who's
going to come in
and
give you all of the hints and tips that it takes to be the most successful sales clone this organization has ever seen.
Oh, sweet explanation. Who
and
is it?
Their name.
Yes.
Is Trexel Geistman. Yes! Congratulations, David. You've hit the jackpot, or the Trexpot, as I shall call it. It's me. It's me that I will teach that you can sales.
Don't know why I expected anything else.
Now, there is a handbook.
Thank goodness.
I have lost it.
What?
But I have memorized the parts of it that reconfirmed my preconceived biases. So don't worry, David.
So, Trexel, quick question. Were you any good at sales?
I beg your pardon?
Well, so you were a salesperson.
The best salesperson, yes.
But then you were a design consultant.
Cruelly snatched away in my prime by internecine ramblings.
Right. Okay. And it had nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with your performance as a salesperson.
I don't see how that would be the case. Well, think about it, David. It's a logical progression. I am Trexel Geistman. The most salesperson on all of Stella Firma.
Right.
This is my life. This is what I was meant for from birth.
Okay.
So how could it possibly be that I was removed for any other reason than skullduggery?
Right. Okay. In which case, should we just try it out a bit? Maybe I'm a client and you're going to have to sell something to me.
David, you sweet, innocent fool. I'm the client now.
What?
Sell to me.
But
you can't learn unless you're suddenly thrust into it. That's how people swim. You creep up behind them at night and chuck them in a canal, and then you leave. And if they live, they were worth it. And if they weren't, well, nature finds a way.
Canal murders suspect list updated. Security alerted.
Is this another upsetting story about your parents?
No.
Okay. Look over here!
Right.
Look over here!
Oh, ah, jangles!
Right, and now you're the client!
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Okay, well, hang on, I need to get into client mode. Now, David, I'm not an actor, but I feel that I could because I can do anything. Now, let me just, okay. I'm big and stupid and I don't know what I want and I want Trexel to tell me what I want. Okay, hello there. I am a client. I'm, let's say, a big blob with weird pointy bits. I want planet. What are you going to do for me, Mr. Ben?
So, Blob, may I call you Blob?
I'm a big Blob.
Okay, big Blob.
Yes.
Yes, big Blob.
Yes.
So, you're after a planet. Well, first of all, I have to say...
I've absorbed you! I've absorbed your skin! And I'm now digesting you inside me! David.
Terminated.
What happened there?
I tried to talk to the client and then you absorbed me and ate my skin.
You tried to communicate to them as a person, David. You can't. A client isn't a person. A client is like... Remember gazelles? No. Okay, remember spindly, often eaten herbivores?
Oh, gazelles.
That's the one. Now, imagine the client is like a gazelle, trampling around a very well-simulated savannah.
Mm-hmm.
And you are like a gun, pointed at that gazelle mm-hmm. from out of the bushes. It's not fair. It's not right. The gazelle has no idea it's going to die, and that's exactly the dynamic you need between you and the client.
So you want me to shoot the client with a gun?
Alert. Unapproved threat to clients detected.
Whoa, nobody's saying that. We will not kill any clients. We do not advocate killing clients. We do not advocate violence of any kind. In fact, we will stroke them nicely in the face with a feather.
I will not shoot any clients unless the client wants to be shot.
No, even in that... I don't know, David. Don't introduce me.
Be some sort of bullet-based life form.
It could be. Okay, well, unless it's that specific circumstance, we will not.
Yes.
Oh, David, this is a more high-stakes situation than previously.
Higher stakes?
Higher stakes. The clients are like gods.
So
they're
like
what they
gods,
say, go.
But we're not supposed to engage with them as people.
No, you're not understanding. This is very simple. Look, they're not people and you shouldn't respect them. But if at any point they decide that you've done a bad job, that's it. You are gone. They are the cash. They are the money. They are the moolah. And to Stella Firma Limited, moolah is all.
Okay.
So you have to walk a fine line between ignoring everything they say so you can do what you wanted to do anyway, manipulating them, and also doing everything that they want and allowing their needs to be served before your own, or you will die.
Right! Yes,
It's like a triangle of peril.
I get it. So you're interacting with somebody who, on your whims, your life and death depends, who is kind of oblivious and maybe a bit stupid and doesn't really know what they really want to do, and what you have to do is convince them that all of your good ideas are actually their good ideas.
It's very tricky, David, and I'm not sure that you're going to be able to do it, but it's worth a go.
You know what? Think I might be okay.
Okay, well, in which case, let's just try that again, shall we?
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Okay. I'm a big client. I'm a big ball. And as you've learned previously, I will absorb you if given half the chance.
Right. Hello, Big Blob. What would you like from a planet?
I would like it to be a planet in which I can absorb people at an alarming rate.
Okay. So you need an absorption planet. Now, we at Stella Firma can...
Oh, I've absorbed you. I've eaten and absorbed you.
Hang on a minute.
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
I was angry.
But...
I got bored of you and I was hungry.
But...
You've got to entertain them, David. You've got to keep them... Look, also, don't get too bogged down in the details. We're not actually selling a real thing to these clients. We're selling an idea. We're selling a concept.
Okay. And do we have any sort of conception of what the client wants beforehand?
Oh, yes. The bulk of the work, David, is us in this room before the meeting,
right,
which will be at the end of the day, working out how we're going to sell this concept to the client. So we'll get a brief. It's like before, David. We'll get a brief, and that brief will just have really high-level notes on what a client wants. You know, the core idea, maybe a couple of must-haves, and a couple of things about the client themselves, and we'll work up a little idea. Sure, a little idea about what the planet might be, but mostly what we need to do, David, is think about how we're going to sell the idea of having a planet to this client. All the rest of the details will be handled elsewhere.
By the design team?
Yes, the design consultation teams.
So, that brief that we, the sales team, get...
Yes.
...sounds desperately familiar.
I don't know.
Sounds an awful lot like the brief we got as the design consultancy
David,
team.
David, the sales brief has quite a few more questions on it than the one we got.
Well, okay, So we have... less information
mm-hmm.
than what the sales team started with. Can I make a guess, Trexel?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to do with that?
I couldn't say. I couldn't say.
If I were maybe to talk to another design consultant...
I'd like to see you try.
How thick would the design brief be?
Oh, you know, let's assume your regular gauge paper, you know, single space, double-sided, about 3 inches.
And we got half a page.
About that, yes.
Okay, and why was that?
It is possible that I used to get bigger documents and I started fires with them. After a while, all the paper around the office and my constant smoking and camping did cause a lot of fires, so they said, okay, Trexel, if you're not going to read them, we'll just send you the most basic version of this as possible and just try and do anything at all. In fact, if I remember the meeting rightly, it was, for the love of the board, Trexel, just do something. Anything, Trexel, just do anything. And you know what, Trexel, maybe do something of worth for once in your life. Slam door, walk down hallway, go to bar, drink for 7 hours, go home, cry. I think that's how the meeting went.
That's how most meetings go.
Okay, so I think you might be right.
Mm-hmm.
We might be in a better place than we were.
It's a better place.
Yes.
Look how much shinier the surfaces are, David.
Wait, is there a pod in here?
A what now?
A pod.
A who now?
A pod for me. A clone pod.
Oh!
Beds, desks, things, toilets even.
Is there a clone? Because there was one in the last room.
You didn't tell me about.
Well, you didn't ask. So let's just have a look. I'm just going to tap bits of the wall. Okay, David, the problem with this kind of design is it's just smooth panels. There's no handles anywhere. It's tricky to find out what's a thing and what's not. And the only way to do it is just run around and batter things with the hands. Oh, that's a table. That's hot. This is a David. Oh, that's cold. Hang on. This is a clicky panel. There we go, David.
Right.
It's a lovely pod for you.
Okay.
It's got a bed.
Yes.
It's got a table.
Oh.
It's got a toilet for your end waste.
I'm just going to go and...
David, get up and out of the bed! It's work time, David. And you know me. I love time for work.
Mm-hmm.
That bed does look very soft, though. I'm just going to have a little crawl.
That's my bed! No, that's my bed! That is a clone bed for clones!
Okay, fine. The moment at hand is the teaching moment. It's the teaching moment here between you and me having a moment to
teach.
Could
you teach anything?
Okay, let's swap roles.
Right.
You be the client, and okay. I'll be the universe's greatest genius, Drexel Geistman. Hang on, I just need to get into character.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Oh, everybody, have you? You're a genius. There it is. Okay, right. Now, go.
I am the sandpaper person, and I want a planet.
What's that?
I am a sandpaper person, but I want a planet.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over your own ineptitude. Hi, what? Take off sunglasses, put cigarette out on leg. I'm Trexel Geistman. Stride towards client, kiss on top of head.
What?
Tickle one arm.
Ooh.
Move away, sit down on chair with the back between my legs. And I'm here to tell you that you want an ice giant world.
What?
And scene.
What?
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
You see?
What?
You see?
What just happened?
Exactly. What just happened? You were too confused to even be angry. And that's where you get them.
Okay.
That's how it's done.
Right. So, what you're saying is, we just decide on a world, stride into the room, tell the client that's what they're getting,
mm-hmm.
and walk out again.
Yes. And if it's got just enough in common with whatever they wanted, then when they walk out, they'll be like, is that what I wanted? I'm not too sure. I haven't got the self-confidence because that guy in there, his legs were so widely parted.
Right. Okay. So what's my job then?
Your job?
Yes.
You're my wing clone.
Right.
My best bud.
Okay.
My partner in space crime.
So I'm in the room?
You're in the room. You're with me. You're right into the trenches with me. Firing violently while actually aiming above everyone's head. Because really, in warfare, nobody really wants to kill anyone. But we're just being made to by the powers that be.
Borderline insubordination. Security alerted.
Right. So do I stub out the cigarette or...
No. David. Have you heard of good clone, bad consultant? Or sometimes... bad clone, good consultant.
I've heard of the first one, haven't heard of the second.
Sick burn detected. Security alerted.
Well, it's very similar to the first one, but the other way around. We need a bit of light and shade between our approaches. If you just come in and shout at people and tell them they don't know what they want and keep on doing it, after a while, they get wise, David, and they're like, you've got nothing. This anger and pomposity is a facade covering up the vacuum where your personality should be. And that is a bad look, David. You need someone else to come in and say, hey, don't worry about them. I'm here, and I'm actually quite nice. Would you like a cup of warm fluid? Perhaps a biscuit of some kind? I'll never tell you what it's made of. It's made of my love.
Okay, right. Well, shall we try some of that out then?
Okay, so now, this roleplay is difficult because there's three people involved and there's only two of us. So for the purposes, the client is this cup of slurry.
Okay, well, that makes sense because from your method, Vaughn doesn't actually get to say anything.
No.
So, okay, right. I'm either good or the bad clone.
You'll be good clone.
Okay.
I'll be, well, I don't like to say bad Trexel, but that's what I am. Okay. And it...
Roleplay Holovision initiated. Again.
Put down your face. Pick up your life, because thus far, you're wasting it, sir. Wasting it. I've never loved you, and neither has your parents.
Now, would you like a moist towelette?
I'm going to slap this towelette out of the hand. Don't look at him. Look at me. I'm your daddy now. Eat my thumb.
Right, so your planet is going to be the most wonderful thing that Stella Firm has ever created.
You don't deserve a planet. You barely deserve feet. Give me those feet. Give me the feet.
Now, I think you deserve feet and a planet. No, two planets.
What's that? Six orders for 90 planets? Thank you very much. And see.
Roleplay Holovision and terminate.
You see that, David? Ooh. You see how easy that was? Now, obviously in the real world, it's not going to be an inanimate cup of slurry that doesn't do anything and doesn't just agree with you, but...
Yes, I
it's
see.
It's pretty
yes.
much that, because what is a client than a cup of slurry?
Chin-chin.
Ah, there you go. See? Not that hard. Now,
okay,
there
right.
is one final test to make sure that you're ready and we can just plow straight into clan meeting after clan meeting with wild abandon, David. We need to do bad clone, good Trexel.
Okay.
It's a much more difficult and nuanced.
Right. Okay.
You've got to get the right balance of bad and nice, okay? Okay. Right. Right. Now, the client is this cup of slurry. And... go.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Hello, dear.
Listen to me, you abject piece of filth. You're gonna buy a planet and you're gonna like it.
Oh, okay, I'm very sorry.
You! Quiet! You're not important at this point, and nor are you, you stupid piece of filth on the underside of a Star Marlin's gullet.
Okay, end roll.
What?
Roleplay Holovision.
End
roll.
End roll. David, come back to me. Okay, we might have tapped in onto a well of darkness I was not entirely sure was there, but it turns out it is, and that's good, David. We can use that anger. How have I got to where I am today without a deep well of seething anger?
Ah,
nowhere. So if you want to be like me, you've got to harness that anger, David. Don't address the issues below it, David. That would be like tapping the well and capping its head. You've got to really draw on that well of anger until one day you're like me.
Right.
But thus far, David... that well, it's just too volatile, and you're clearly not ready for primetime sales. Unfortunately, the end of today is the end of the training period, and we are starting tomorrow. But fear not. We can do both, David. We've got to get the brief, work out what we're going to do with the client before the end of the day, and then go straight into a meeting. But in that time that we have together, I am going to take you through the Trexel Geistman 10 Steps to Ultimate Sales Domination Plan. So we'll do that, we'll work out what the planet will roughly be, and then we'll head in to see the client, and all will be well.
Caution. All may not be well.
Okay. So, unrelated question.
Oh, I love an unrelated question. Do you ever think about
now,
what happens
I,
when...
I had an unrelated question.
Oh, sorry.
Question.
I thought it was just an open call for unrelated questions.
Nope. How...
feet don't make sense.
That was a statement, not a question. Anyway, so... from here, how far away is the astral bar?
Oh, well, you know, now we're on the sales floor. That's well up. That's well up. And there is actually an executive bar quite close to here that I'm not allowed in. So I will be at the astral bar, which is many, many levels down.
Ah.
So it will take me a little while to get here.
Oh, good.
Which is tricky, because before, the Cosmic Lounge was pretty close to the old office.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see how that works out.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we will. Anyway, there's,
red flashing light, bad light!
Oh, don't worry, David. Don't worry, David. That is the training light. And that flashes once in the entire life of a clone to let you know the training is over. Oh. In many ways, it's a very expensive way just to have a light that flashes once, but it's the way it's done.
Right, does that mean we're done?
Training's over. Now you're a professional salesperson. Oh, congratulations. Good. Do you want to shake my hand? I bet you do.
Okay.
But no, it's not for you yet.
Right.
The training light may have told you you're a professional salesperson, but I haven't, and I'm the real test. And when you reach the end of Trexel Geisman's 10 Steps to Sales Domination, then you will be a clone worth knowing!
Yay!
But until then...
Oh.
You're just David.
Good.
David Seven.
David,
Clone
yes.
Neophyte.
Right.
Microscopic talent.
Okay.
Spot on the windshield of the universe.
All right.
Less than nothing.
What? Now, hang on a minute. This is all getting...
Echoing through the vast emptiness of your skill is my voice shouting, hark! Hark and see my talent welling forth and filling your mind.
Isn't it happy hour?
Oh my gosh, it is happy hour. I'll see you later, David.
Goodbye. Oh. Imogen? How would I theoretically deal with this unresolved well of darkness in me?
Assessing mind. Untangling physical and mental illnesses. Error. Cannot be separated. Applying budgetary constraints. Treatment recommendation. Cognitive behavioural psychotherapy.
Okay. Seems worth a go. Can you help me with this?
Downloading therapy administration plugin. Hourly rate tripled. Let's begin.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.